Here with the IDP 411 podcast. Just want to tell you guys today about our sponsor of the show, ExpandTheBoxScore.com. ExpandTheBoxScore.com has premium NFL and college football stats. They're adaptable, they're affordable, there's all kinds of great stuff on there from the NFL to college football. It's great for people that are in the Devy leagues looking to get that edge over their league mates. So go check out ExpandTheBoxScore.com, proud sponsor of the show. And now without further ado, on to the IDP 411.
What's up, IDP 411, IDP Army? So today, we're going to call two guys. My first guy is going to be the Darrell Taylor from Tennessee. Being drafted by the Seahawks, I even have a video clip of Darrell Taylor talking to you guys and letting you know what he expects out of himself today. So comparisons, different things to what I do with people. If you're new to the show, I take 25 players in my rookies, and they're going to be ranked. This week is number 21, Darrell Taylor from Tennessee, and who I compare him to is an old player that, if you remember, Anthony Spencer, former first-round draft pick from the Dallas Cowboys, had a good career with the Saints and the Cowboys. But we're going to get right to it. I'm going to give you some highlights and show you what I like about the kid. And how are we going to go from there? So let's go from there. So as you can see, he's got a great, great dip getting around the corner. Things I think he can work on, without a doubt, his hands and his tackling. He's a freak athlete, 6'4", 265, almost exact same size as Spencer. But an aspect of what he can do better is his hand work, his form tackling, right? I think he gets low for such a big guy, and I think he gets around the corner phenomenally. His dip move is his best move. Things that he can work on, spin moves, chopping, stuff like that. He's not super high on my list, right? And that's why he's number 21. But he is going to the Seattle Seahawks, where they've drafted two or three guys in a row now that you just don't know what they're going to do. You don't know if they're going to go with the guy they drafted last year or let this kid succeed in the future. You know, I've got a video clip of him on what he should do and what he thinks he should do. So let's get right to that.
I have a really good long arm stab, and I can use speed and power moves. So I think I bring a lot to the table. I have power, I have speed. I think I need to get better at using my hands and being more technical with that. And being coached up by the guys at Seattle, I think they will help me do that. And they'll help me be the best pass rusher that NFL will see. So this rookie season.
Like I said, he's got to work on his hands, and everything's coachable. He's a freak athlete, great dip move, can work on a spin in his chop, and I think that he could be a stellar draft pick for the Seattle Seahawks. He could be a gem. He was a highly rated rookie or a highly rated high school kid who, honestly, just I think needs better coaching, and at the pro level is going to get that. I really like this kid. I really think he's got a chance to play early and get a good chance to play and show that he belongs. And that's why he's number 21 on my list. Until our next show, which is coming right up. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Wormhole probably about to burn. In a white tunnel, are you ever gonna learn? See a land, probably gonna merge. Gonna be dead laying in the dirt. Funny how you smart, but you still a nerd. Play your part, girl gon' turn. At heart, girl gon' learn.